from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sounds good in FM, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. Launch day is official. Mark it on your calendars. August 15th, 2024.
We're here, Kansas City.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Damn glad to have you.
This might be sticky
outside, but it's crisp in your ears. That's an FM sound, baby. Woo. Soak it up.
Enjoy it. This is for you, Kansas City. This isn't for us. This is for you. This is for the passionate sports fans that this town has had for 50,000 years. And now here we are on FM, a one-stop shop, Dust Man, for the Royals, for the Chiefs, for K-State, for Missouri, and of course for the best sports talk in Kansas City. As Ben Maller told us earlier, the hottest takes in sports are now on the FM dial, 96.5 The Fan. And we are excited to be here, and we know we probably got a lot of new people listening today, right? And a lot of people are probably going, who the hell are these two talking sports right now, right?
Yeah.
You're Dusty Likens. I'm Bob Fesco. That's Mac Morey, our producer. And we are Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. I keep saying it over and over again to remind myself, 96.5 The Fan, because, you know, 14 years of doing the other 610 sports radio, which you can kind of catch us on as well. But 96.5 The Fan, I'm so excited, Dusty. This has been like, I don't want to say an overstate it, but I am going to overstate it because it's not an overstatement. This is like a dream come true for us, man. This is outstanding that we're finally on the FM dial.
Yeah.
And we're giving the Kansas City sports fans exactly what they want, exactly what they need, and exactly what they deserve, because this is the most passionate sports town in America. And now we give you an FM signal. We're on the Odyssey app, and we are a one-stop shop for all the sports here in Kansas City. There couldn't be a better radio station for the sports fan in KC. Do like my friend Rob Maloney did. Set every preset in your car to 96.5. And let's roll this thing forward, man. Let's go, Kansas City.
Yeah, I think this feels a lot like a first day at school.
Yeah,
I had my outfit set out last night, had my fabulous brand new 96.5 The Fan hat ready to go. I had, the shoes picked out.
Mm-hmm.
The draws were ready. And it also, and the same sort of situation, it kind of felt like, you know, the night before Christmas, you got to see the gifts. You knew what was coming. You know, we knew a lot of stuff that was going on behind the scenes. We kind of knew how we wanted to launch this. We knew what was going to be of the new 96.5 The Fan. And I'm not going to lie to you. Had a little dinner date last night. It was exciting. But I couldn't get to sleep, not because I was thinking of thoughts in my head. I was thinking of what tomorrow's going to be,
yeah.
How it's going to feel, how it's going to be doing this whole presentation. Lots of guests on the show today. Eric Stonestreet, Ryan Lefevre, Ben Maller. You think our show's the only one doing that? No. Let me talk to you. You got other shows giving you the day today because this is a day, like Bob said, it's not about us. It's about you. It should sound better. Boy, does Josh sound different.
Yeah, that's from the text line already.
Already knew we were going to get that over under 605. But yeah, this is a big, big day. This is a day where we transition to the FM side. We give you a station loaded with sports to where you can just put your preset at 96.5 and never change it.
Never have to change it ever again. And we're going to open the phone lines as well and let you tell us how excited you are for the FM dial as well. I want to hear from you guys today because, again, as we talked about as we closed things down yesterday, you know, we said goodbye to 610 Sports Radio and hello to 96.5 The Fan. And, again, it's all about you guys. So we want to hear from you guys all morning long at 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Right
say
now,
that five times fast.
913-586-7965. It's like saying frequent Parker program with my friends over at Park and Go. It's very hard to say the frequent Parker program 10 times in a row, but 586-7965 comes off a little bit different than the old number. So you guys can weigh in as well. You guys can chime in, let us know how excited you are to hear 96.5 The Fan and everything you're looking forward to with this radio station, because we are damn glad and damn excited to be here today and to be the first voices on the first FM station of sports in Kansas City.
Hey, Kansas City, how's this sound?
The pitch, swing and a blast deep left center field, way back, and that ball will be into the Royals bullpen for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr., a home run, his 24th, and the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0.
Yesterday's game got you back on track, made you put the panic button back in the dresser drawer. Maybe you never pulled it out.
I never pulled it out. You had it out. You're banging on that thing, baby.
I wasn't banging on it. I just had it in my reach.
Like the easy button from Staples or whatever that was?
I didn't quite click it. And we came into yesterday and said, this is where you need somebody to stop the bleeding. Cole Reagans did that.
Did that yesterday for us, yeah.
Cole Reagans
was an ace.
Has kind of slid under the radar, if that's even possible to think about, as probably the ace of the staff.
Well,
I know that Lugo's been great. I know that, you know, Singer's been great all year. Like, you look at Singer's numbers, you look at other pitchers on other rotations, and you look at who your third starter is. Singer is far and away above a lot of other teams' third starter. And you look at yesterday what Cole Reagans did. Cole Reagans, there were three things we looked at that we needed to see. Stop this offense, be dominant, and get a dub. 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 earned run, got some run support. Paul DeJong showed up and turned into Bobby Witt Jr.
Right?
Looks like
he
took a little bit of Bobby's secret stuff like you do in the movie Space Jam.
Right.
And then Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run that, like, Bob, I'm not going to lie to you. I had to, like, rewind my TV twice just to make sure where the ball was when he hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find the audio here in a little bit later when we do this again. But their pitcher in Vern's postgame, they talked to the opposing pitcher, and he's like, yeah, that guy's just a freak.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think he was going to hit it. He got a hold of it and sent it 425 feet to left field. Bobby Witt Jr. continues his MVP pace. Cole Reagans was dominant. Chalk that up as a perfect recipe to stop the bleeding and keep everybody a little bit more calm, and the Royals continue to stay in that third wild card spot.
You know how good Bobby Witt is doing when you're watching other baseball broadcasts, like I was last night, a little bit of the Yankees and the White Sox, and somehow they got into a Bobby Witt conversation during that game, and I guess because Aaron Judge was there, they were talking about the MVP race and all that kind of stuff. But that's how you know you're making an impact in baseball, when another game is going on and they're talking about Bobby Witt Jr. That to me was like, oh my God, I'm watching a game, he's not even playing, and they're discussing how good he was. And yeah, and that pitch that Bobby Witt Jr. hit for a home run up around the eyeballs, I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Like, he's just a magician. But I think the real story isn't even Bobby Witt yesterday. It is Cole Reagans and what he did for this team when you needed him the most. And that's what an ace does. An ace goes out there and stops the bleeding. And let's be honest, this team had been bleeding over the last week. Going into yesterday's game, they had just won two games in the last week, one against the Cardinals, one against the Red Sox. They could not suffer a sweep at the hands of the Minnesota Twins yesterday, and they were able to kind of put that to bed. And the Royals have only been swept one time this season versus the Texas Rangers, you know, back in, I guess, June or early July, whatever it was. That's the only time that they've been swept this year. So they're now 9-1 in the sweeping game series, which is a good thing that they don't let these series get out of control and out of hand, and they find a way to at least salvage something. And yesterday was a big day for that, and the reason was Cole Reagans. I mean, there's no more discussing who starts game one of the postseason, who's your opening day starter next year, all of that stuff. It is Cole Reagans. He is by far and away the best pitcher on this staff, and it's not even close. I mean, you're starting to see Lugo kind of slow down a little bit, maybe Waka as well. Brady Singer, clearly, when he gets into a situation that doesn't work for him, it's not the best. But Cole Reagans is a stone-cold killer right now out there on the mound. I think we all held our breath when he got jacked in the gut by that ball yesterday. We're like, oh, my, because LeFever, and we'll talk to him later, LeFever goes, he's hurt. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the last thing we need right now is this cat to be hurt. But that's a dominating ace, and it's a dominating ace that we haven't seen since Zach Greinke in 2009, and quite honestly, probably Brett Saberhagen in 1985, and I don't remember that because I was six. So I think what we're looking at, or eight, or however old I was then, I think what we're looking at is a...
6'8", who gives a rip?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't remember the 85 year, right? But I think what we're looking at is, I think, finally an ace for this pitching staff, a legit ace on a pitching staff for a team that is really, really good. Because in 2009, the Royals were not very good, but Zach Greinke was a Cy Young Award winner. Now the Royals are good, and you got Cole Reagans out there being a legitimate ace for this staff that when he pitches now, you know you're going to win a baseball game.
Big days yesterday for not just the Royals, but Seattle loses, Boston loses. So essentially,
it's a big
this
win.
Season, nothing really happened, which is so weird because Quatrero told us this yesterday.
He saved his job with that win yesterday, no question about it. I'm sure fans were ready to fire Q if they got swept by the Twins. Now we can get rid of that conversation,
right?
Yeah,
how dare him have Frazier at the leadoff position, yet he got a leadoff single.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, a game and a half behind Minnesota, two games up on Boston, still for the third spot, three games up on Seattle. Boston, Seattle both lose. The Kansas City Royals will host the Cincinnati, or they will go to Cincinnati for three Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Angels will be in town.
And you got to make hay against the Angels and the Reds. I mean, the Reds are a couple games under 500 right now, but you still got to go in there and make hay. You got to go sweep the Cincinnati Reds, take care of the Anaheim Angels, because after that, Philadelphia rolls into town.
Jeffy joins the show as the first ever caller on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5
The Fan. I think
that's
pronounced Hefe.
It's not.
Go ahead.
No, it's Jesse, like Jesse James.
Oh, that's Max. Max said this guy's name is Jeffy, and I kind of looked at him weird. So we're off to a hot start on 96.5
The Fan. Jesse, you're up.
Jesse.
Understood. Hey, you guys have been a part of, or 610 has been a part of my day for a long time, and just wanted to congratulate you guys for making the jump to FM. I'm sure professionally that's a huge deal, and you guys deserve it. This has been a cornerstone of my day for a number of years, and I'm thrilled for you guys. Thrilled to have all of Kansas City sports in one spot, and I can finally get rid of the hee-haw station out of my radio preset.
There you go, there Jesse. We appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much.
Now tell 10 people about today's launch day on 96.5.
That's exactly right. Tell everybody that you know.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yep.
Coming up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, two things. New number, 913-586-7965. Also, you're going to want to be here because the Chiefs have the best odds. You're never going to believe who has the worst, or maybe you will. It's Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The
Fan. There you go.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Is this more than you bargained for? I hope not. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. This is Fesco and Dusty in the Morning with Mac Murray, our executive producer.
Oh, you got the executive title now that we're on FM.
I like that.
That's good.
Better believe
it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take it, baby.
You might have to sit down after hearing that, Mac.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new day.
A new day, a new station, man.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
And I think we have a new text line, but I'm not really sure if it's working.
I don't know. It's 913-586-7965.
Somebody text that now. Let us know that you're texting that number to see if it shows up on the text line or if we're still getting the text from the old text line number today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always curious about that. They tell us the new text line number's here, but I don't know if it works.
Well, this says from I don't know what text line. Dusty, on your last tweet, it shows the number ending in 0965. Just checking.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either,
I did not put a number on my tweet.
It's 913-586-7965. That is our telephone number. You can call in, weigh in on the news station. Let us know what you think. Let us know how excited you are to have the Chiefs, the Royals, K-State, and Missouri all on one radio station. And, of course, the best sports talk in Kansas City as well for everybody here on 96.5 The Fan. Testing new line. There we go. All right. It's working.
Yeah.
We're good.
All right. We got it from the 7-8. Last two digits, 7-8. If that was you texting the new 7965 text number, we're rolling along, baby. Rolling along.
We just had someone call in and say, hey, you told me to call in. The number's working. I was like, no. Shoot us a text. But I'm glad the call works. I'm glad the phone's
working. The number works, too. Good. Okay, good. We're ready to go. I saw the engineering people here. Apparently, yep. Spectre slept here all night, which is beyond me. But so people have been here all night making sure the phone lines are working for everybody today. That's good.
My repost. Okay.
What did you get repoed?
I don't know. I've never had anything repoed.
I haven't either. No.
Thank goodness. Not yet.
Knock on wood. Day's coming.
Okay. Welcome in to Fesco and Dusty. We want to get into this because this is something I found very polarizing of where the times have changed. And it feels really good to read something like this and to see something like this because their odds every year for teams to do different things. Win the Super Bowl, win the AFC, make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I saw this yesterday. John Ewing, he's of MGM, does a lot of stuff on MGM. It's obvious who the favorite is to make the playoffs. So this is NFL playoff odds, just to make the playoffs. Your Kansas City Chiefs, which you can hear those games here on 96.5 The Fan, mm-hmm. they're minus 650. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you got to bet $650 to win 100. The worst odds.
Doesn't sound like a great return on investment, right?
Well, that's why, that's one of the, when you first, and I'll get into this real quick. The worst odds to make the playoffs are the New England Patriots at plus 850. That is.
And it's only plus 850.
You think it should be plus 1,000?
Well, I think it should be plus like 3,200, but it goes to show you where the NFL is and how everybody knows there's somebody that finishes last year and goes up and finishes first this year. I'm not saying that's going to be the New England Patriots, but if this is Major League Baseball, right, going into the season, what do you think the odds were for, let's say the Royals? I don't think anybody thought they were going to be great, going into the season. What was the odds for them to go to the World Series before opening day? Like,
I think it was like plus 2,200.
Yeah, right.
Like plus 2,800.
Something crazy, right? Yeah. Something bizarrely
and it's still
unreachable, and it's still very high. Mm-hmm. The fact that New England's only plus 800 shows you where this league is when it comes to parity, allegedly, in the National Football League. I stress to people all the time, baseball has more parity than the NFL does, and people look at me like I'm nuts. I go back and look at the champions. The last 30 years have been dominated by the Patriots and the Chiefs, folks. I mean, let's call it what it is, right? Every year in baseball seemingly is a different champion. And whatnot. So baseball does have more parity, but the NFL is perceived to have more parity. So that's why you get numbers like that. Like the New England Patriots at plus 800 just to make it to the postseason doesn't feel like as long a shot as it should be because they don't have a quarterback right now that anybody's in love with. And they have a brand new head coach that I don't think anybody knows anything about.
Yeah. And I think what's crazy about this and what we were in post-production yesterday doing our normal chats. And I thought the thing that was interesting about this is 10 years ago, it was completely opposite.
Yeah.
2014, maybe not that. I mean, I don't think the Chiefs were probably minus or plus 850, but let's go to 2012.
Yeah.
Right? The Chiefs were probably plus 850 to make the playoffs. That was prime Denver. That was LA was still decent. Rivers was still their quarterback. And New England had Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and they were always favorite to go to the Super Bowl. And to me, it was just kind of eye-opening to see where the NFL has completely flipped. And you take a team like the Chiefs that were, never considered a serious threat. Fan base was always like, this is our year. We're going to be all right. Now the fan base is like, who are we going to play in the AFC Championship game?
Right.
And who's the best team in the NFC that we could probably face in the Super Bowl? Whereas New England now is going, all right, well, we just traded Judon. We don't have our best defensive player anymore. We just drafted Drake May. We don't have a real running back. We're wide receiver. Juju Smith-Schuster just got cut. And it seems like everything is different, and it's like the script has flipped to New England from Kansas City. And I'm going to be honest with you, it makes me happier and happier and happier every day to see that because I was one of those people that grew up in a time where I saw the worst Chiefs season in the world.
Oh, God.
I saw when it was a waste of Jamal Charles in a defense that had Tomba and Barry and Houston and all those great players as well. And, you know, as a kid, I was raised, it's like, this is the 90s Chiefs. This is Marcus Allen, Derek Thomas, Neil Smith. These are the good guys. We're a good defense. We have a great team. Playoff loss. Now it's like, if they were to lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's a catastrophic failure.
Oh, absolutely. The season would be a disaster.
And like, it's a beautiful thing to see it nowadays.
It is. It'll be funny that day that they do lose early and see how they clean house, because when they lose in the Super Bowl, they clean house. When they lose in the AFC Championship game, they clean house. I mean, imagine what happens if they lost in a divisional round, how many people would be looking for a new job, you know, that's on the 53-man roster right now. But I think what New England is doing is actually the right thing. Just get rid of everybody on your roster that has any value right now, because that's how you rebuild things, right? Especially when you're a franchise that's a dead stick like the New England Patriots have been for the last 4 years. Trading Matthew Judon, they got a third round draft pick back. If that's Brett Veach, that's valuable pick. I don't know how good the drafting of New England is going to be, but I like the mindset of that. Just get rid of everybody that has any value, get draft picks, and let's try to rebuild this thing. Because I think right now, going into the season, you got Matthew Judon on your team, Dusty. You're not winning many games because of that, because you don't have that quarterback. You don't have a better quarterback than Miami. You don't have a better quarterback than the Jets. You don't have a better quarterback than Buffalo, right? Mm-hmm. So you know where you stand in the division. You know, you can pretty much place everybody in the division based on their quarterbacks. New England is going to be a fourth place team this year. And so you're not looking for 2024. You're looking for the future, and you've got to rebuild. And so, like, they did a good thing yesterday by trading Judon. They did the right thing by releasing Juju Smith-Schuster. Have yourself one of those years that the Royals had last year, and just let everybody know this is an evaluation season. We're going to see what we have. And then after this season, then we'll regroup, and then we'll put our best team together and try to go back and get into the postseason. So I think it's okay to do that if you're the New England Patriots, but it happens fast in the NFL. You and I were talking about, who were we talking about this morning? The wide receiver that used to be with the Chargers.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
And he's fat, like, now.
He's
apparently
fat, right? Now he's playing tight end, right?
Yeah, they said
fat
he's 230
Allen
pounds.
Playing tight end. But it happens so fast in the NFL. Like, if you don't capitalize on that window, you're screwed, man. You're up the creek without a paddle. And that's why what the Chiefs are doing is even more impressive, because in the NFL, it's not built to sustain the success like the Chiefs are seeing right now, like the Chiefs are having right now. You got the draft, you got free agency, guys want their bag and all that kind of stuff. And here we sit, and they're maintaining and they're sustaining the success. And that, to me, in the NFL, is pretty damn unique. And so the Patriots are looking at it, they're going, we're not going to win this year, so let's gut this thing and let's try to rebuild and let's try to get in position to do something in 2025. But that just goes to show you how quickly this league changes, because 5 years ago, even, the New England Patriots never would have been considered in this category.
913-586-7965. That's the new number. This is the new station, 96.5 The Fan, here in Kansas City. Home of the Tigers, home of the Wildcats, home of the Chiefs, home of the Royals, and home of Fesco and Dusty here with you. I've gotten a text already from my buddy Will. He says, you guys sound great. Shout out to Will. Got a bunch of texts here. Sounding great, gentlemen. I can feel the energy this morning. You guys sound crisp. Thank you very much. Speaking of crisp, or maybe not crisp, we move on into our NFL conversations here. And Mac brought up a question. Our executive producer, Mac Morey. Ben Simone, most pressure headed into the season for Kansas City and for the NFL. I want you to give me the most pressure for a Kansas City Chiefs player heading into the season one Bob Fest.
This is going to come out of left field, Nick Bolton. I was reading something yesterday about the... Oh, really?
Okay. Mine too.
Reading something yesterday about twinning, about him, like, not wanting to get into a conversation about his contract, and he wants it to kind of play out, right? Mm-hmm. And Bolton's been a guy, got some injury concerns, but is a hell of a football player, and he's one of my favorite football players on this team right now. I love watching that kid play. And I saw that yesterday. He might want to play this thing out and see where they are at the end of the season. Big risk by Bolton to do so. Mm-hmm. So when you bet on yourself, which I can appreciate, but when you bet on yourself, there's a lot of pressure there. And so for me, the pressure this season is squarely on Nick Bolton, because he's going to be the one chasing the money at the end of the season.
and you're betting on yourself at a position that's not highly valued. This isn't
it's
a
not
wide
a highly
receiver.
Valued spot, no.
Yeah, this is one of the least valuable positions right now in the NFL, whether it's correct or not. So, yeah, I had Nick Bolton, honorable mention, Sky Moore and Tony, if they make the roster. I think there's a lot of pressure on those guys. Maybe not for us as Kansas City fans. Maybe won't have a big impact on the WL column. But for their careers as a whole, I mean, huge season.
I'm going to go on record and say I think Sky Moore makes the team. I don't think Kadarius Tony has a shot. Like, reading the tea leaves right now about Kadarius Tony, I mean, I think I got a better shot to play wide receiver for the Chiefs than he does right now.
Mac, you can go next, and then I can go after you, but you said Bolton was one of your players for the Chiefs with the most pressure as well. Do you have another one as well?
If you went into the, Sky Moore or Tony, but if you went into just the league as far as pressure facing in the NFL, I think Aaron Rodgers has a whole heap of pressure.
Yeah, there's nobody under more pressure in the league this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From an entire league standpoint, Aaron Rodgers, this guy's run his mouth, missed the entire season last year. Yep. Been a kind of a total douche. So I think everybody rooting against Aaron Rodgers, like, he's not going to act like he has pressure. He's a stone cold assassin. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the most scrutinized, watched, and talked about player in the league this year, and it's not even going to be close. There's not even going to be a runner up to that.
And I think from a legacy standpoint, if this team, if he's healthy and plays, and if this team doesn't win 10, 11 games and is not vying for first in that division, I think legacy-wise, I mean, that's a big blip on his career.
What is his legacy right now? Because to me, Aaron Rodgers is the most underachieving quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. I don't give a rip about his stats. I really don't. When you're the quarterback of a team, as we've decided, you're judged by championships won. He's got one championship as a quarterback in the NFL. Any more, that's weak sauce, man. You know, like Joe Flacco has a championship.
Does he have three MVPs or four?
I think he's got, I think he's got more than four, I think.
He has four.
Yeah. Is he good for him? How many Super Bowls he got? You know? how many times has he led his, is his playoff record under 500, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or right at 500 or just under 500?
Like, so what you're saying is Drew Brees has a better legacy than Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Brees only has one Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, but he has a better playoff record.
Yeah.
And he has higher accolades.
Yeah, that's probably how we're judging quarterbacks these days, right? What do you do in the postseason? Like, Aaron Rodgers, to me, you're a failure, bro. Like, you and Brett Favre wasted 30 years in Green Bay. It's just, you got to win championships. Like, if we're going to continue to judge Patrick Mahomes against how many championships he has with Tom Brady, then I'm judging every quarterback on that. Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers only has one, so he's not in the conversation of the greatest of all time. Like, individual stats don't matter.
12-10 in the playoffs.
12-10 is Rodgers. So he's got above 500. Another shout out from people listening. My buddy Asher.
What's
says we sound clear.
What's Patrick Mahomes' playoff record?
Come on, you know that one.
How many playoff wins does Patrick Mahomes have?
16. He's only lost three.
Yeah,
16-3.
I believe that's what it is. Either 16-3 or 15-3.
Okay. How many years has he been in the league versus 7. Aaron Rodgers? Okay, conversation's over. Like, Aaron Rodgers couldn't hold Patrick Mahomes' jock strap if he wanted to.
Well, there's a lot of guys that couldn't. The only one that can is Tom Brady.
That's it. Yeah.
And he kind of owns that jockstrap.
Aaron Rodgers is a mid quarterback.
Montana's probably in the locker room. I don't know if he's holding
Montana's
the jockstrap.
In the locker room. Sure, yeah, he's got four championships. Yeah, he's absolutely in the locker
room. But that's it.
That's it.
But to go back to Chiefs pressure, and maybe you won't agree with this, and that's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree. I think there's a lot of pressure on Rashee Rice. And the reason I say that is the offseason was tough.
Mm-hmm.
You just lost Hollywood Brown for 4 to 6 weeks. Probably going to be out the first 2 weeks of the season. Depending on which doctor you listen to. But last year he had a really good rookie year, and it really didn't like come to fruition until about past the halfway point. Almost at 1,000 yards. Can you do that again? Can you continue to be a reliable source for Patrick Mahomes? And while someone's out, can you step up? Not only that, the veteran that they signed in the offseason is out. They drafted a rookie. I know it's only year two, but that, to me, entices the pressure because, yeah, you're only a second-year guy, but the trust you have from the quarterback, the system that you learn so quickly, and everything else, I think there's a little bit of pressure for Rashee Rice when it comes to the Chiefs player. I don't think it's like necessarily, I don't think it merits bad pressure, but there is a little bit of like, hey, this is how the NFL evolves. Like, after you've done it for 1 year, can you do it again? Can you do it again? And if not, they'll kick rocks and go somewhere else, and we'll look at, we'll try to find somebody else who can do it. So I think there's a little bit of pressure on the name of Rashee Rice. Now, when you go outside of the Chiefs, you go to NFL players, like we had mentioned, we'll get into head coaches with the most pressure as well, as we can rank our top five. Outside of the Kansas City Chiefs, I think the most pressure on a player is CJ Stroud and Joe Burrow. Now, here's why.
Well, C.J. Stroud, everybody's like, can he do it again?
Same sort of narrative as Rashee Rice.
Well, and that was the narrative with Patrick Mahomes as well going into his second year.
And he crushed
defenses
it.
Are going to figure him out. Yep. They've had a whole offseason to prepare. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Here we sit. The same conversation is happening around C.J. Stroud right now.
Right.
Can he duplicate what he did last year? Can he take the next step? And look, I'm a buyer. I am a huge buyer in C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, the whole nine yards of what they're doing in Houston right now with that football team. I think C.J. Stroud's going to be great this year. But again, I've got my blinders on. So
right. And then I think the pressure on Burrow is, can you continue to be a top three quarterback in the NFL? You haven't thrown the ball a whole lot in the offseason. And Cincinnati's window is closing with their first wave. T. Higgins is on a franchise tag. Jamar Chase isn't showing up because he wants a contract. And Joe Burrow had the injury to the wrist last year. So I think the pressure is on those two guys. Plus, you're a quarterback. It kind of comes with the job. Like, you have pressure on your back. And C.J. Stroud, they added to your offense that was already electric with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. They gave you Joe Mixon. They gave you Stephon Diggs. And now it's like, okay, the South is yours. Can you take it? When you look at Joe Burrow, you're back. Is your wrist all right? Can you be that quarterback that's Joe Cool, that's clutch, that's got stone cold, plums in the playoffs? Can you continue that sort of legacy? When you move on to teams with pressure, I would say the team with the most pressure this year is the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people looking at the Dolphins saying, are they a real team, right? Is this a real coach? Is this a real quarterback? I think there's a lot of pressure on them. I still think, though, going into this season, the Jets have the more pressure than anybody right now in NFL because of Aaron Rodgers, because now the Hassan Reddick holdout going on right now. I think their coach and their general manager are squarely on the hot seat, and it's the New York market. And so the pressure's going to be on them to finally do something. something with all of this money that they invested and coming off a season that was a total disaster for them a season ago. I think there's a lot of pressure on San Francisco as well. How many times
That's
can you
team.
Get to the
yeah.
door and knock on it and be this close to getting inside and then having the door slammed in your face, right?
Exactly.
Like these two Super Bowls that they've lost to the Chiefs, Kyle Shanahan blowing the game when he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons to the Patriots with that 28-3 lead. I think there's a lot of pressure on those guys as well to show that they can get over the hump, because if San Francisco gets back to the Super Bowl again, oh my God, people are going to wonder, can they win? Can they seal the deal? Will the Chiefs beat them again? And there's a pretty good chance that the Chiefs will knock off San Francisco again, you know, in the Super Bowl. So I think there's a lot of pressure on San Francisco. I also think this year there's a lot of pressure internally, and I say internally, from that city on the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of talk about, should Nick Sirianni be fired? Mm-hmm. Does he have a good relationship with Jalen Hurts and all of that kind of stuff? So I think there's pressure on Philadelphia as well to get out there and see what they can do.
Let's move on to pressure to the head coaches. We wrap this segment up here in a few minutes. I'll give you five coaches I think have a lot of pressure on them this year. Number one is Nick Sirianni. I think he felt the mass amount of gravity of pressure last year after the Chiefs Super Bowl he won in the regular season.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott, I think, has a lot of pressure. Mike McDaniel has a lot of pressure in Miami, right? Like, he was the cool, hot flame that had the offense. They put up 70 on Denver, and then, like we had mentioned earlier, couldn't beat a big team, right? His quarterback can't win in cold weather climates, and you have everybody coming back. Waddle, Hill, Achane, Mostert, Tua, all those guys are coming back.
And they all got paid now, too, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think Sean Payton has a lot of pressure, because if it's a catastrophic failure in Denver, they're going to have to think to themselves, and the Walmart money's going to be like, is he really that good, or was it really just Drew Brees in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. And then my last one is Robert Saleh, right? Like, it's New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's pressure the day you get hired. I don't care if you go 11-6. The next year, you got pressure, and this year you got Hassan Reddick trying to get out. You got Aaron Rodgers coming back. You got all this sort of stuff in New York. It's New York. It's that media. It's that market. You got to perform. And Robert Saleh, I love him. I think he's great. He's a damn good looking dude. But the thing is, in New York, you have to win and you have to prove it to the fan base and the team. And I think there's a lot of pressure in New York.
Yeah, and I think Robert Saleh is number one by far when it comes to who has the most pressure on him this year. And there are other guys that, you know, maybe have pressure on them this year, but I don't think it's anything like Robert Saleh. I mean, the way he handled the offseason with Aaron Rodgers, talking about how he was fined and all that kind of stuff, getting off kind of the wrong start there to start the season. Like, everything they do is scrutinized. Every single play will be analyzed. Every single moment will be diagnosed. I think Robert Saleh by far has the most pressure on him of any coach in the NFL. One guy who I don't think has any pressure on him this year is Mike McCarthy. I think he's gone regardless after this season. So if I'm Mike McCarthy, man, there's no pressure on me. I know they want 73-year-old Bill Belichick walking through this door next year. So you know what? No pressure on me. I don't think Mike McCarthy has any pressure at all, because he knows he's got. Robert Saleh's got pressure. And then I saw one yesterday, too, people talking about the potential of Daboll getting fired in New York as well, and Belichick maybe coaching the Giants next year. And so I could see that happening, because the Giants live in history land, and Belichick has always wanted to coach the Giants and whatnot. Looks like a marriage that could be made in quote-unquote football heaven, which I don't agree with. But if the Giants go south this year, Daboll's a guy that could potentially be fired as well.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on the new 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, crazy owner comments, and Bob Fesco, well, golly, he's got to get something off his chest. It's not the carpool lane, it's another lane. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down, because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss.
Now I'm having a smoke, and she's taking a drag.
Nope.
Okay. No words. All improvised.
No words. Let the music play.
This is the theme song to every white guy's wedding.
He takes off his dress. Now let me go.
I'm trying to think of the last wedding I went to. Oh, Rob's wedding.
Come on.
Yeah. Before that, before Rob's wedding?
Did this play at Rob's
wedding? A couple years ago.
I don't know. You know. I got a little blurry. The bartender there gave me a jumbo glass of wine, if you don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge. She was a nice lady.
Very nice.
I came back into the dance floor, and everybody goes, where'd you get that glass of wine? I was like,
the bartender lady goes, here, have this. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got fuzzed up.
From the 816, did the traffic guy not get the memo? Did he say that he said the wrong station?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We thought we figured out everything.
Oh, man.
Mac, you're going to have to call the traffic guy and let him know it's 96.5. The Fan.
913-586-7965 on a Thursday.
Look at you
morning.
Rolling that number right off the tongue like that. Way to go, Dusty. You didn't even have to look down, or did you?
No, I didn't.
All right.
That's called that's when you slap one of these.
Yeah, that's right. You got it, man.
I'll let you know what that reference is. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty. This is the launch day of 96.5, The Fan. I want to bring up something real quick because, God, the Cowboys suck.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Like, if I'm a Cowboys fan, talking to you, my buddy Mike loves the Cowboys. I've told him many times, if you want to convert your wife, your kids, they all love Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand why.
I don't know that I know any Cowboy fans anymore. I'm trying to think if I know any. Do I?
There's a few. And their owner just has crazy talk. They're telling their opponent their game plan every single time. And if CeeDee Lamb wants a contract, he needs 12 to 15 He needs to be targeted 12 to 15 times per game.
It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard an owner of a National Football League team say. You're going out there and you're basically saying, we need to get our money's worth. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to pay this guy, then you need to get him the ball 12 to 15 times. What kind of asinine statement is that? And that's coming from the Sun, right? This is not coming from Jerry Jones. This is coming from Stephen Jones, who eventually will be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys when his father, you know, turns the team over to him. But you're sitting there and you're telling people that he's got to have 12 to 15 touches per game or we're not getting our money's worth. Like, that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. I've never heard Clark Hunt say that, right? I've never, ever, ever heard Clark Hunt say, well, we've got to get a minimum of, you know, 50 passes a game to get our money's worth with Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. You get your money's worth with the players when you win football games and you win championships and you win Lombardi. Mm-hmm. That should be the goal. If CeeDee Lamb goes through a season and has two catches in the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl, you got your money's worth with CeeDee Lamb. I hate to break the news to you, but to go out there and lay that out and throw out the game plan for all your opponents to look at as well, maybe the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard an owner say. We need 12 to 15 targets and touches per game to get our money's worth is That's what they said. This isn't a t-shirt that you spent $60 on. You're like, oh, how many times do I have to wear this to get my money's worth out of this shirt? This is a football player that's supposed to help you win games, and you're talking about getting your money's worth out of that guy? What if John Sherman said, Bobby Witt needs about 40 home runs a year to get our money's worth out of him? We'd look at John Sherman and go, what in the hell are you talking about, man? You can't put those kind of limitations. The goal is to win games. CeeDee Lamb probably gives you a better opportunity than Kadarius Toney to win football games. Mm-hmm. Just find ways to win championships. That's what matters most.
It wouldn't be me doing my job or not talking to Josh Klingler about some advice he would give me. He says, you know what you got to do? When you open up the new show on the new station, you got to give Fesco a chance to rant. And boy, is this the time ever, because, hey, school started. Hear the sigh. Hear the sigh. Mm-hmm. And you have your first rant on the brand new station of 96.5 The Fan. And it's not the carpool lane, but it kind of is the carpool lane.
Well, it's the pickup lane, okay. And it's the pickup line at school. Day one yesterday in the books, right? Got two pickups now, one at the middle school, one at the high school. The high school one went fairly smooth, right? Okay. That wasn't too bad. And then I go over to the middle school one, and then I tend to wait on a street in the subdivision because I'm not getting involved in that line. But what you do is when you're picking up, they kind of take the shoulder and form another lane for the pickup lane so traffic can still move on the street, right? Okay, so the shoulder lane is down a while. It's a half mile long, maybe at most, maybe a quarter mile, maybe not even that. I don't know what it is. Not that long. You get at the back of the line, so when the line starts moving, you pull through and you go through the pickup. It's not that hard, right? It's not that complicated. Mm-hmm. And so I'm picking up a California Trail yesterday. California Trail. And I'm sitting there, and I get my daughter and her friend in the car, and we're going home, and I'm going down the street, passing all the people in the pickup line as they're waiting to get in. and there's a car in front of me, shockingly a silver minivan, not surprised.
Johnson County plates?
Well, of course, you're picking up in Johnson County.
Well,
I would imagine.
Could be a stepdad or a stepmom.
And so here we sit, and then all of a sudden the blinker goes on, and she's in the lane that's a, you know, clear straight through lane, and she's got the blinker on. So, of course, I'm honking, and she starts yelling at me, "I'm trying to turn in," which I proceed to yell, "The line's back there." Again, this is why car pickups are the biggest disasters for parents, because there are parents out there who believe that they're the only one that's picking up their kid and their car is the only one that matters. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to cut the line. Stop being a douche and get your ass in the back of the pickup line and let that street be clear so people can get through. God forbid there was an ambulance or a fire truck that needed to get through, but you needed to turn right and cut off half the pickup line because your child is more important than everybody else's. Mm. And that's not the case. Follow the directions of the pickup line or we're already going to have a bad year. So I'm honking and she's yelling out the car and I'm yelling out the car back at her. And it's just one of those things, like the anxiety builds and builds and builds, and you know you're going to get somebody who's a douche in front of you. And there it was. And the answer to the question of how long is it going to take before somebody tries to screw up the pickup line? One afternoon. We're already off to a great start. Follow the effing directions, lady. Mm.
You love the horn? You like the...
I do. I'm a fan of the horn, yeah.
Okay.
It needs to be used.
So what do you think the biggest issue is with why people can't...
Selfish.
Okay.
There's no other answer. They're selfish.
So what do you do while you wait? Do you listen to other sports talk radio shows? Do you listen to music? Is it mute? Is it just...
Depends on...
Yeah. You just get in your little, like, hum.
Yeah, usually I just sit there. I get there about 10 minutes early, so I get a good spot.
I feel like the people watching in the pickup lane has
awful.
To be...
Awful. It's tremendously anxiety-filled.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it is the worst, because you're watching people trying to skirt the system, trying to get away with something, trying to do something to try to get a leg up on everybody else that's in the pickup line. Oh, no, it is an anxiety-filled experience watching people, because the selfish behavior that happens during these pickup lines is absolutely putrid. And people think they're the only ones out there, and their kid is the only kid. I've got to get my kid. He's got a dentist appointment. Then you should have taken him out of class early, Karen.
But if you're someone else, the people watching is just watching Bob curse and honk at someone, so it's
yeah,
not
dude.
Too bad.
This guy behind me have Tourette's.
Dreadful. Ding, ding, ding. Dreadful.
Oh, it's great.
I've got to get my child. Yeah, so does everybody else in that line, Betty.
Betty? Great song by Taylor
Swift. Great song by Taylor. It's probably my favorite Taylor Swift song.
Mm. Cruel Summer's pretty good, and Ivy's pretty good. I suggest you go listen to Ivy. But thanks for listening to us. We still keep getting the text messages of this sounds so much more clear. Somebody says from the 816, put them on the bus. Texting the old number. The new number is 913-586.
Why would I pay for the bus when I can go pick them up?
Yeah. You have to pay for the bus?
Yeah, if you live like too close, you got to pay for the bus. And the bus hasn't been reliable because there's not enough bus drivers.
From the 816, hell yeah, Bob, that's the way to do it. People are jackasses, and I just want to pull them out and punch them in their throat.
I'm with you. 100% feel the same way. And you should be exonerated if you beat somebody up in the carpool lane.
We'll give you another introduction to what is a brand new day on 96.5 The Fan. Again, 913-586-7965. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco. That's our executive producer, Mac Morey. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. When we come back, how about them Royals, baby? How about Cole Reagans? And how about we give a little bit of respect to maybe one of the biggest trades in Royals history if, in fact, something does happen at the end of this year? We'll be right back on 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.